English jig, we're going back a few centuries now. Just a great tuba piece. Again, some of you may have heard it if your sons or daughters have already been there too. Okay, nice and dark side. I'm going to do this for you, okay? Good. playing scales. Now, almost every lesson I say, you know what, pupils, I know you hate playing scales, but it's really useful if you do at least go home and have a little go at playing these scales, really, really work hard at it, and that's what makes the technique fantastic. Okay? Now, I'm not for a minute suggesting that my technique is fantastic, but I feel it's a little bit unfair to put all you children out here in front of an audience, practicing and so on, and not let me, perhaps, say, okay, perhaps I will play a little piece as well. So, we have prepared two movements of the Weber concertino. I've got a bit of blur here. He wrote his concertino for clarinet and orchestra in E-flat major for Heinrich Barman, one of the most accomplished clarinetists of the day. As the instrument was relatively new, Weber's works for the clarinet broke new ground by affording it a new measure of prominence and displaying its wide-ranging capabilities for both expressivity and virtuosic display. It consists of three short movements, we're doing two. I must at this point thank Catherine Edwards, because she's not just a pianist, she is an orchestra. So she's playing about 60 parts.
Quite interesting, in my part it says viola. I feel I ought to get one out, you know, strings, horn, and all of them.
It's great, isn't it? I always tell the pupils to be organised in their music, you know. I'm not.
Thank you.
Because it's a very, very important thing in life, and it's certainly been a great pleasure for me. Now, Mr. McDonald hates it when people thank him publicly, but I'm sorry, I'm going to. I'm sorry, Mr. McDonald. He's hiding in the corner there. I came to Mr. McDonald about 5.5 years ago and said, is it okay if I teach clarinet? And then I went back. Then I kept going back, and I kept going back. And I think he got so fed up seeing me in the office, knocking on the door, saying, please, please, can I teach? That he very kindly relented and said, yes, go on. And so I'm very, very grateful to you, Mr. McDonald, and also for giving me the opportunity in September. I've got a little something for you, actually. So you've got to come forward and get it on the phone. I'm sorry, you have. There's no getting out of it. I'm sorry. This time, gosh, for once in my life, with Mr. McDonald, I'm in charge. How lovely. There we are. This is a little bottle of something.
Thank you, man.
I do apologise if on this occasion I'm sort of leaving key people out, but I didn't really know anything about how the food was arranged or anything. So please forgive me. I know Marion's had something to do with it, and I'm sure other people have been
moving along.
So very many thanks to all of you. I really do appreciate it. But a big thank you to Mary Cumberland. She's made the room absolutely beautiful. She's organised all the food. And all she keeps saying to me is, don't worry, don't stress, and all is well. So thank you very much. As have the children, who keep saying, oh, Mum, but we're not ready to go to school yet. So thank you very much, boys. No presents for you, I'm afraid. And who else have we got? Parents, Catherine Edmonds. What can I say? Absolute and utter star from start to finish, supported throughout 4.5 years. Well, what can I say? Every single concert has been there, accompanied the pupils, made extra arrangements to go out of her way to rehearse them and so on. And I couldn't have done it without her. So a huge, huge thank you. Yeah, Mr. McDonald hasn't gone. This is really important, this bit. and a clarinet. We have never once rehearsed this with everyone here. So this really is a premiere, this really is a first. So bear with us, I think it's probably the best thing to say. I'm just going to set up. It's a piece called Quavering, but I prefer to call it Quivering, because that's what I'm feeling at the moment, because we haven't actually played it all together yet, but I'm sure it'll be great.